Kof Ches Adar, Sunday the 26th of March, Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld, V'Higadotot Levincho. This week's Tow Away has been sponsored by Family Mondra, Lichvod Simchas and Asurim of Eli Mondra and Jordana Fedrid.
In just over 2 weeks' time, we are going to be zeichet to mekayim a wonderful mitzvah, the Higadotot Levincho, mitzvah in the Torah, which we'll see Be'ez Hashem, has a lot of interesting nafkaminas, a lot of interesting shailas that can come up during this mitzvah. So that's what I'd like to speak about Be'ez Hashem, about this wonderful mitzvah. The Bistarov once asked, what is the difference between the regular din of every single day of in Kriyat Shema talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, about Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, that we have to do every single morning and every single night, and we do it during Kriyat Shema, and the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim when it comes to Pesach? So the Biskarov writes there are three major chilukim in the mitzvah that we're dealing with. And he says, number one, the schira that we have every single day to mention Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim, to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day, a person can simply mention it to himself. You can get up and you can say it to yourself when you get to the mitzvah. Whereas over here, by Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, by Leil Pesach, there's a din to tell it over to somebody else. That's number one. Now, Nafkamina number two, says the Biskarov, is Chira. When it comes to a regular day of Kriyat Shema mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, you just have to mention it, you just have to say the words that we left Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was Zoicha to leave with all the Nisim and the Floyds. Whereas when it comes to Leil HaSeder, we have to start not just from the wonderful miracles, but we have to start from Gnus, we have to go all the way down on how terrible it was and how bad it was and the situation and the conditions, v'chule, and move on to how the Rabbi Nishlam took us out of Mitzrayim. So that's the second nafkamina. You don't just mention it, you actually go through the details of talking and how it all began and how it started. And the third thing he says is that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by a regular night, which is like once again mentioning what happened. Whereas here on Leil Seder, we actually have to mention the Taimei HaMitzvahs. As we say in the Agadah, Rabbi Gamliel Loimei Kol Shaloyama Gimel Dvorim Eilu V'Pesach Loyotza. You have to actually explain what happened. You have to go into detail of explaining the mitzvahs Hayom to understand what exactly is Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim all about. There's a Rambam as well that says a similar thing as well, Nachai Odom as well, and Simukh Flamed, that talks about the difference between the regular mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, where we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, every single morning, every single night, and the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim that happens on Leil HaSeder. Now, there are a couple of other nafkaminas as well, just to be interested. There's no Sameach. No Sameach in Hilchos Kriyat Shema writes, B'Shem HaRambam, that he says that Sipi says Mitzrayim or Leil HaSeder is interesting. It's a big chiddush, and many achoyim talk about it. We're going to talk about it by Richas of how he gets to this conclusion. But the Sameach writes by Hilchos Kriyat Shema, again, he brings a Rambam, that Sipi says Mitzrayim or Leil HaSeder is min haTorah, whereas the mitzvah of Schira that we have throughout the year is only a Derabbanan. That's what the Sameach brings B'Shem HaRambam. Another nafkamina would be the B'Samim Rosh, Alish and Shuvah, says that Schira all year, person can make a hero, person can think about it. You can think about Yetzias Mitzrayim during the year, every single day, Yoytza. Whereas when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach, you actually have to talk about it, prepare, it has to come out of your mouth, it has to be talked about. There's the Chassam Sofer writes, and our Chaim Simon has Vav in Shuvahs, that all year round, the person is Yoytza when you hear the Schira from somebody else. Right? Even the person, if it isn't a Baruchi, even if the person is a small person, is a minor, is a cotton, is not really a Baruch Ir, but if you hear it from him, oh, now you're Yaitza. Once again, maybe it's coming from the same mechanics as Hero. Whereas when it comes to Leil Seder, a person has to hear from a Baruch Ir of itself. So that's why in a couple of nafkaminas, there's other nafkaminas as well. For example, they bring that the mitzvah of Schira by Kriyat Shema every single day of the year is a mitzvah in Emunah, like the Ramban tells us, say Parshas Boy. It's a din in Emunah. Every single day in Kriyat Shema we have to machazak our Emunah in the Rabbeinu Shalom, and therefore we mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out of Mitzrayim. Whereas, says there some of the Achoinim, when it comes to the mitzvah of Sibesis Mitzrayim and El Seder, it's a Shvach Vahidah to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's not just, and of course it also is, a din in Emunah, which we'll talk about Be'ez Hashem at the end. But also, the main thing over here is it's a person giving Shvach Vahidah to the Rabbeinu Shalom, hence the Halal and everything else that we do on that night. Now, a couple of other shailas, I want to get to some of the Yikr shailas that I want to talk about. First of all, why is there no bracha? Right, we're saying we've got a mitzvah to tell over to our children, to future generations, what happened in Mitzrayim, what did we go through, what did we experience, why is there no bracha like everything else? In fact, that's not my question, Abu Dram asked the question. Abu Dram says, why is there no bracha when it comes to the Haggadah? There's no bracha on the mitzvah, v'gadol l'bincha, like we make a bracha, for example, on Megillah, even if it's a drabonim, we'll also do it over here, it's a daraisa, what's the reason? So there's a Me'iri. The Me'iri, the end of the first perek in Brachos, writes as follows, and I quote the Loshen, Sha'afal pi she'ena tam boru, the Me'iri says it's not clear why there's no bracha for this mitzvah, mikol mokoim, ha'minik kahu, el she'esh kol kim mevorkim. It sounds like for the Me'iri there are those that would actually make a bracha, even though we don't have any nusach for this bracha recorded in any of the Svarim, but the Me'iri seems to say it's not clear why there's no bracha. Now there's a Shibboleth Leket, brought in Brachos, daf yud-beis amud beis, where the Shibboleth Leket writes a person's yotze b'kriyas shema. We know that right before the Seder night, we'd have Marib, and Marib, we say Krishma, we talk about Sibisis Mitzrayim, and there's a bracha by Krishma also. And therefore, that bracha that we're saying on Krishma, said the Shibboleth Leket, one of the Rishonim, is going to be also chal on the actual Haggadah itself. Now, there is an Abu Dram continues, after he mentions a question, he actually answers it. The Abu Dram answers, Rabbi Yerucham also brings a Tosu, Rabbi Neperet, there's a Prichodosh also, and some Topain Gimel, he got involved, that also passes this way, and says the reason why there's no bracha is because of Yotze B'Kiddush. Person stands up, you make kiddush, and in kiddush you say zeichel tzitz mitzrayim. No, that's a bracha. That's simply tzitz mitzrayim. No, you yait to the bracha chedik of it. Of course, you have to call a marabah, you have to go on, you have to explain. There's a lot to do, but the bracha says that Abu Dram is included in kiddush. Reb Shlomo Zalman brought down all these rishonim and says that when it comes to Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim by Leil Pesach, it's a chelik of the mitzvah that we do every single day of the Zechira that we do in Kriya Shema. But when it comes to the regular day of the year, a Zechira is enough. I just have to mention that there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's enough. Whereas it comes to Pesach, I just have to be ma'irich on it. I have to expound on it. I have to explain it a lot more. So says Reb Shlomo Zalman, this is Pshat in Abu Dram, that really, of course, the mitzvah and the bracha is all done by Kriya Shema, just on Leil Pesach, there's a din to be marabah, there's a din to explain in more detail to give it over to future generations. So therefore the bracha is definitely included in that mahalach, in that case. Now let's move on. Who's chayiv? Who's chayiv in the mitzvah of v'gadol l'bincha? Who's chayiv in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim when it comes to Pesach? So we know the famous chinuch on Soif Chof Aleph, the chinuch writes, Sipu neheges b'schorim in a kevis. It applies to both males and females. They state in the chinuch. Now you look at the minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch asked a famous kasha. Hey, what's going on over here? We know it's a mitzvah says it's man groma. It's only chayiv on tezvah. So if it's only chayiv on tezvah, mitzvah says it's man groma. A noshim should be part in that case. Interestingly enough, and again, without going into all the detail, the Minchas Chinuch does leave off in the Tzorichin. He's not sure exactly what's the pshat, why the Chinuch wrote clearly that women are also chayiv. There is a Pnei Yitzchok in Chedet Dalet Simenai Aleph. He brings pshat that we know, right? The Gemara already tells us in Pesachim that women are also chayiv to eat matzah, women are also chayiv not to eat chometz, even though in the Chanami there's a mitzvah says my grandma, but since we have limudim for this, they're chayiv in everything of the night, and therefore according to that, they're also chayiv in the Haggadah. There's a Rambam, very interesting sheet in the Rambam. The Rambam in Yud-Beis, Halacha Gimel writes that any mitzvah say that's mizman lezman and it's not tadi, noshim apata, except for kiddush hayom, achilas matzah, achilas haPesach, and simcha. Then of simcha by noshim, as we know, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is a person that has to buy things like the Gemara tells us for his wife before yontov. The Mishabrus is the chalapoch shoes. Right, that's at least the minimum that a person should buy. Because like the Rambam says, they may be potter in many mitzvahs, but not in this mitzvah of simcha. But why did not the Rambam include also the mitzvah of Sibi Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Rambam should have said that. It sounds like in Achronim bring the Rambam that it could be that the Rambam held attack of women are potter. Right? Because the Rambam brings all the things that the women are chayvin and does not mention this. The Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, this Abi Yalak Paskin Aloch, the Maisa is that women, of course, are chayiv. Maybe not in the whole thing, in the entire Haggadah, but at least in the Ikke Chalokim that they have to say to make sure that the Yotze the mitzvah. Let's move on and we'll see where I'm building up to try to get to our Ikke Shaila. Children! Sorry? The women also have, well, both sides, they have to conjoin us. In Echanami, the Gemara talks about why the chayiv and everything in Echanami. But it sounds like from the Rambam, they're not mamish chayiv in it. Right? Okay, so let's move on to children now. This is a Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph Sid Beis brings down that a child that doesn't understand what's going on by simply seeing Mitzrayim. We're too young to understand exactly what's going on and the whole storyline and all the history and everything else. Is allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Now we know matzah on Erev Pesach is also for a regular person, for an adult, for a person that understands, for a child that's a bar chinuch is also to have matzah. But the Mefurshu Ramah, that a child that cannot understand Sipi Yisias Mitzrayim is allowed to have matzah on Erev Pesach, which means in Rabbi Yashar Paskin Aloch and Amaisi, a child under the age of 3 for sure doesn't understand what's going on. This child not only is allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, but also is not included in the mitzvah of Sibbisis Mitzrayim, meaning I don't have to worry about all the 2-year-olds running around to make sure that they're going to hop around and listen to the whole story, because they're going to be potter in that case. What about a daughter? V'igado lebincha. What does it mean, bincha? Bincha pashtus means the son. If it means the son, what happens to the daughters? So normally when the Torah says ben, it is coming to exclude bas. As we know, for example, the Gemara in Kedushin, Chof Tesem Adalav, that by Pidgin HaBen, Dafke Ben, not bas. And therefore here it says, v'igado lebincha. It comes to your son. So what about your daughter? So there's a Ramah, again, Tofayin Alef Sibbeis, look it up over there, where he writes over here, that the matzah, that your yotza on Pesach, is also for a person to eat on, as we know, Erev Pesach. And a cotton that doesn't understand what you're saying, as we mentioned before, is mutter. Comes along the Magen Avraham, see cotton sign, and the Magen Avraham says there's no nafkamina, there's no difference between a boy and a girl when it comes to this mitzvah. The mashmoris for the Magen Avraham is, and again, the Magen Avraham is true, he's talking about the Ramah about eating matzah on Erev Pesach, but it's coming from the halach of understanding Sipi Yisrael Mitzrayim and Tachiv to begin with. According to that, the Magen Avraham is simply saying that there's no nafkamina between a male and a female, and a girl and a boy when it comes to the children. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Graz, Cotton Yud also in Tofayin Aleph brings down Al Cotton Viktana Sheish Bem Das Lahovin Mashab Mashmisapois. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is very, very clear that both boys and girls are included in this, and you have to understand that when the Torah says the Gadol Bincha, it's Labdavka. Could be there's a mitzvah and a mufcha of the child, if that's a boy, but an Echanami, a girl, is for sure going to be included in this. And as I pass in the Halacha Lemaisa of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, the Halacha Lemaisa, a girl, was obviously included in the Gadol Bincha, so to make sure that all the children are there, including all the girls, are there at the time of Leila Seder to make sure that everyone's included. Let's move on. What about somebody, very interesting child that comes up every single year? Here you have, for example, people that come back Venus Manim, they're married, they come back with a few children, and they're living in Eretz Yisrael for a number of years, and for whatever it is, they got a psak to keep one day. Right? That's not the whole shayla right now. Is it yeah, right? Is it not right? You know, the whole shayla, everybody's looking for, everyone knows which rov to choose in order to get their one day psak. So you have somebody that comes down, here, back to London, back to England, with a one day psak, they're keeping one day yontif, right? So what's the halacha when it comes now to the second day, right? Without the shaylas, do they have to participate in the seder? I'm not going into that. It's a whole different shayla. Do they have to participate? Do not to participate? In do or participate? Do they make brochas? Not brochas? That's not our shayla. Our shayla is like this. What happens if you have at your table a Ben Eretz Yisrael second night seder? You're making a second night. For you, you're a chiyuv, right? Or upon or whatever you want to call it, but you have a chiyuv. Now you have at your table, right? They're not going to go to bed. They're normally going to go and, you know, participate and, you know, join in and everything. They have to eat anyway. And it's Chol HaMoed, at least for them. Chol HaBokhas, they have to have a suda. So the question is, does the father have to call in his son, who's not really keeping yontif, right? He's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, but you have a chiyuv. Does he have to come in order to be mesapi yisias mitzrayim, all that? In other words, the shaila is like this. This is really the chakira. Is the mitzvah on the father to do the mitzvah of sipi yisias mitzrayim, the gadol abincha? Just, I need the son in order to sort of get things going. Or no? Is the pshat that there's a chiyuv on the son as well to listen, but the father has to do the talking? What's the din over here? Here you have a simple nafkamina of a case where the second night seder, where you're chayiv, but he's potter. So if it's on me, so I don't care about him. I have to say something. The chiv is on me to say, right now it's Pesach for me, it's Leila Seder, I have to talk. I don't care if what, where you're holding, if you're keeping on to, if you're not keeping on to, I don't care about that. I have to talk. Or do we say no? That the ikra is on the son, and I, the father, have to talk to my son. But if my son hasn't got a chiyuv, then it doesn't do anything because there's nothing for him to hear. So that's the shayla. So the Sforim, some of the Brisker Sforim as well, they bring down as follows that they want a tiny, being a beautiful raya, that of course the mitzvah is fully on the father. There's no question in the world that the mitzvah of Sipi Yisias Mitzrayim is on the father to fulfill. But the child is a chayfet shel mitzvah. As we know, we have to shake a lulav. We have to shake an esrog and a lulav. The esrog and a lulav don't have to be shaken. We have to shake it, but these items are a chayfet shel mitzvah. So they want to tie in the same thing as with us. A father has a chiyuv to tell over his son. But as a chayvet shel mitzvah, you need to use something. So you use your son, but not that enough gemina, whether he's chayv, he's bot, is he keeping yontov, not keeping yontov, that doesn't bother me. At the end of the day, I have to say, and the raya they bring is from the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah on Kedushin of Choftes from Lada, for the Mishnah tells us as follows, that the father is chayv in three things to his son. Number one, a bris milah, to make sure his son is a bris milah, to be podium, whatever, and number three, to learn Torah. If that's the case, why did the Mishnah not say also a father is chayv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? The answer is very, very, very simple. That the mitzvahs that the Mishnah is talking about are very different to the mitzvah of Yigadol HaBincha. The mitzvah that the Mishnah is talking about, when it comes to Bismillah, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Bipoida, are mitzvahs that a person has to be, the child needs it, the child needs a Bismillah, the child needs to learn Torah. Just, the father has the chiyuv, the father has the obligation to make sure that it happens. But of course it has to happen on the son. Whereas over here, by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the chiyuv is on the father. The father has to make sure that his son is going to be listening, is going to hear. But it's the chiyuv and not me. I've got no chiyuv to make sure that he listens from somebody else. I've got to tell him over. That's my mitzvah. And as I pass in the Maaser of Eliyashiv Zatzal, that it's all totally in the father, l'chumah and l'kula. Which means like this. What happens if the father's a Ben Eretz Yisrael? He's only keeping one day. I have this Kishan in Eretz Yisrael all the time. The father's keeping one day. And the kids come from Lakewood, or they come from wherever it is, to go with their father for Yom Tov, and they're coming, they're keeping a second day, right? The father's not keeping a second day. So what's the halacha over here? So V'yashu Zatzal Paskin, Tzai L'chumma, and Tzai L'kula, the mitzvah of the Gadol HaBincha is on the father, and therefore there's no chiv. There's no chiv. The father's not descending. Now, it's nice for him to talk about it, obviously, right? Then why not? But there's no chiv for the father to say, because at the end of the day, he's not keeping Yom Tov. Masha Inkin over here. When it comes, for example, in England, and you're keeping 2 days, and one of the children are keeping only one day, and they're coming back here now to England. So over here, so he tied it over here that since the father is mechuyev in the mitzvah because he's keeping a second seder, therefore he has to go and call in the kids to make sure that they're going to be listening in that case. Now there's another nafkamin in this shaida as well, by the way. What happens if you have a whole bunch of sons? You've got four sons sitting at your table. Nothing to do with firstly on to secondly on to meretz or chutz la'aretz. Stop! In a regular night of seder, you've got four sons right there. Does each one have to be busy with the manishtana and talk about it and ask the questions and whatever it is? Or is it enough that one son sparks off the conversation by mentioning it and the father can talk? Once again, is it the father's mitzvah or is it the children's mitzvah? That's another nafkamina over here. Now it's interesting with Moshe Sternbuch, Shlita in Eretz Yisrael, in the Sefer called Sukkos Chaim from Lakewood, brings down the opposite psak to Eliyashiv. He wants the taina that if the father lives here in Chutz La'aretz, and the son comes from Eretz Yisrael, and he's only keeping one day, he tells us the note in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it has to be, the Torah says, and for example, the Haggadah also says, it has to be Bayoim, it has to be on the right day, and since the son right now, it's not his day, there's no mitzvah to tell him. So Moshe Shdomach L'maisa held that there's no real chiv for a father here in Chutz La'aretz to go and tell his son, whatever it may be, if he, the son, is not keeping Yom Tov. Again, he has rise for that most posthum, not the way, as we mentioned before, and therefore Rabbi Yashav and others held, and of course there is a chiv. Let's move on.
He still has to be musafir to himself.
He still has to be musafir. He has to be musafir to himself, or to his wife, or to anybody else. Not to the son. There's no chiv to the actual son itself. Yeah. Let's move on to grandchildren now. Let's move on to the einikluch. So the Gemara tells us in Kedushin, everybody knows the Gemara, Daftal Adam Lanova, the Gemara tells us, B'nei Bonim, Hari, Hein, Kebonim. So we know that the children, the Einikluch, all the same thing. Right, no enough community. We know that in Hilchos Yichud, for example, it's the same thing. There are many, many situations where grandchildren have a comparison to children itself. So the question is over here. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Can you mekayim the mitzvah by telling over your grandchildren? What's the halacha? It's very negeir. It's very negeir stam. We'll talk about another chelik of the shaylim in a moment. But it is very negeir to any person that has a grandson at his table and he's telling over the grandson. Am I yotze over there, or do I have to call in my son Dafka and make sure he's listening to me rather than the grandson? So there is a svara to say that only when the Torah says zera by kedusha, for example, that's when we know bonim is bnei bonim is kabonim mamish. But whereas the Torah says over here dafka bonim, so maybe it only means your son and not your grandchildren. So there's a tshuva in the Talmud of Chasam Sofer and Shai's tshuva is a tshuva chelik beisim and beizayin, where he brings down like this. He says the svara is that by Talmud Torah we know that a grandchild has the same din, famous Ruki the Egan, Chos Bismillah, that a grandfather the same din as a grandson to a father and a son when it comes to Talmud Torah. Says the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, that since the mitzvah of Sipiyat Siyas Mitzrayim over here is what? What is it for? What's the whole purpose of Sipiyat Siyas Mitzrayim? Of course it's to tell him over the miracles. But for what's the Totsah? What's the She'ifa? What's the goal? The goal is very simple. That he should understand what the Rabbeinu Shem did for us and he should want to live a life of Torah and Mitzvahs v'chulei v'chulei. Since it's included in Torah, it's to make sure that he lives a Torah-dik alive. Therefore, says the story is true, of course it can work by a grandson. Because at the end of the day, I want to have a chiv also in Torah to my grandson, and therefore I can tell over Sapa, Sipiyat Siyas Mitzrayim in that case. The V'yagid Moshe and Simon Tess brings the Bnei Yisoscha. The Bnei Yisoscha writes that the mitzvah is also to Mesapa to the grandchildren, because K'moshe Nema Lamata Sapa Beneinu Bincha or Ben Bincha, just like it says, also to the grandchild. So therefore the Bnei Yisoscha is clearly that the grandfather can say over to the grandson, and that's for sure good. There is a Chassam Sofer, however, in Al HaTorah in Parshas Bo, the Chassam Sofer writes that a person is not mekayim the mitzvah with his grandchild. What's the reason? Says the Chassam Sofer, because the kavon over here of the pasuk is to tell over to your son, so he will be able to tell over to his son. That's the yisoid. It's all about generations. It's about a chain. It's about a mesorah. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the pshat in the pasuk. True, we can mash more for the pasuk. It's talking about a grandson as well. And says the Chassam Sofer, no, it's talking about I have a chiv to tell over to my son in a way that he will tell over to his son and the future generations, all because of what I did. That's the Maisa, what the Chassam Sofer wants to say in that case. The Padre Sosa brings the Miyemis, the Ger Rebbe, that says that a father has to teach a son in a way that he can go and teach his son as well. You have to be very, very careful. It's a big Yisoid and a person should prepare. Maybe it's good that we started already more than 2 weeks before to understand what it means to tell over to our children in a way that they will be able to tell over to their children. Not just the stories, not just, you know, what it says in the Haggadah in front of us, but the whole liveliness and the whole Geschmack and everything else that comes along with it, which we'll get to in a moment. One last Shaila, before we talk about something else, is a very, very common Shaila. And this is what happens when you have a few families sitting at a seder. You've got the Einichruch there, you've got the Mishpacha, the ganze Mishpacha is sitting over there. And you've got yourself, you're sitting there, you've got your son, and you've got his son. So you've got Kenai Nahara, the whole family is there. Is there a chiv on the father to tell anything to the son? Or is it enough that the Zaydah, that the grandfather tells over the story, which is normally what happens. Normally what happens is the parlor boss, the person that's making the seder, the zayda, he's sitting, Ibanuni sitting on the head of the table, and he's saying over the Haggadah to everybody. That's beautiful. So he's got his son there on one side, he's got his grandson, right, his son's son, sitting on the other side, right, his son is not saying a word, he's saying over the Haggadah, that's beautiful. The question is his son yoytz the mitzvah? He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. So that's the shaila. Even in the case that you would say that there is a mitzvah for a person to tell his grandchild, that's wonderful for the zayda, but it doesn't help me for the father. I need to know that the father is the yoytzer the mitzvah or not. So the Btzela Chochma, in Shais and Shuvat Chenibov, Simon Samad Zayin, his ches, writes down, he brings a Prima Godim, that says as follows. It says, if the grandfather is saying the Haggadah loud enough, and that for everyone, obviously, to have kavana to listen to the yotze, whatever it is, those in Sipiyat Siyas Mitzrayim, so therefore his son, which is the father of his grandson, is going to be 100% yotze. He made his father ki'ilu the shliach, and therefore once he's a shliach, and therefore the shluch ha'shalom k'moisai, and therefore he doesn't have to say anything whatsoever. Ayon as mitzvah bo yotzeh mishluchai, as you know, in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's a mitzvah for you to do it yourself, as opposed to appoint somebody else to do it. What happens over here? So the Btzela Chochma is a huge chiddush. He says it doesn't apply over here. He says the mitzvah of bo yosef mishluchai, by you doing it, is only a mitzvah that's on the individual. When there's a mitzvah on the individual to do it, nachanami, don't get somebody else to do it for you. Whereas over here, there's a mitzvah on the rabbi, there's a mitzvah on the tzibur to do it. If there's a mitzvah on the tzibur to do it, then there's no maila of bo yosef mishluchai. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says a similar thing as well. In Halicha Shloima, page Kufir Aleph, he writes, when you have a lot of people sitting around the table, each father doesn't have to teach to talk to his own children. It's enough that one of them says the whole thing, because the ikar chiyuv of the father is, and again, maybe we can tell you this on the lomdos that we started with, is to make sure his child hears it tonight, and that's the main thing. True, it's a mitzvah for the father to say it, but if I make sure that my son is hearing it in the proper manner, then I'm for sure going to be yotze in that case. There were those that were the choylik, or the lashes itself, for example, baskant, that it's kedai for a father just to say one line. Just to say one line. Say one line over to your own personal son, and this yoytz the mitzvah. It doesn't have to be the whole night, the whole Haggadah. You say one particular line, and that's for sure going to be okay in that case. Now, when it comes to the whole mitzvah, it's of Sipiyat Siyas Mitzrayim. So you have to understand as well, the Yisoid V'Shoish Rabbeinu writes, it's not enough just to explain the Nisim, what's written in the Haggadah. Baruch Hashem, there's Pirushim, there's beautiful Haggadahs with stories of Gedolim, of stories of what happened. It's wonderful. But says the Yisoid V'shoish V'avodah Shartes, it's not enough just to explain what's going on. A person, says the Yisoid V'shoish V'avodah, has to explain on the detail, has to go through the detail of exactly what happened and understand exactly what Klal Yisrael went through. The Kuzari writes, a person should draw pictures and recreate it with his hands. Doesn't that have to mean that way? But you see what the Gedolim understood, the Achronim understood, of how a person has to explain and overseer his children for future generations. There was a Maisa that the Alt of Nevada once said over. The Alt of Nevada has a sefer called Madrega Sa'odom, and he brings over there a wonderful, wonderful moshul to explain exactly what's going on and what should go on to our personal selves and our families on Leil HaSeder. So he says like this. The Alt of Nevada said over the Maisa. He said it was a moshul based on a true incident that actually happened in Warsaw. There was a man that came up, somebody came over to the fellow. He was a counterfeit, he made, you know, fake money. And he came over to him and he said, listen here, I am an expert in making counterfeit money. Nobody can ever tell the difference. I have a deal for you. You give me $30,000 cash or real money, I will return to you with $100,000 in cash or fake money. So the guy says, yeah, it's very nice, it sounds wonderful, but you know, I'm going to get caught out in 10 minutes and that'll be the end of it. He said, no, you don't understand. This money is so real that even the banks don't realize it. He said, let me try it. He said, sure, no problem, here, take a pill. Go to the local bank and change it, see what the bank people are experts at knowing the banks, they know the notes, they know what's going on. You ask them, is it true or is it not true? So he goes over to the bank and he starts changing the money, the person looks at it, does the time, the test to see if it's real, if it's not real, and he gives him the change, says, wonderful, thank you very, very much. He says, wow, that's amazing. How do you make money that even the banks can't figure out that it's fake? He said, I need to try another one. Maybe that was a fluke, maybe they were tired, I've got to try another one. Right? Takes another note, goes to another bank, goes to a different person over there, different clerk, and figure it out. So he takes the money, he changes it again, the bank person looks at it, wonderful, looks great, I can off I go, and you can just change it. Wonderful, he said, this is a great deal, this is unbelievable. He goes and borrows money from this one, that one, the other one, he gets $30,000. He meets the guy, gives it to him in cash, and he gives him a bundle back, it counts at $100,000 in cash. Oh, is he excited? Wow, look at this, I've got money over here, $70,000 profit from doing nothing, this is unbelievable. And he's walking along the road with this money bundled under his jacket, he's all excited of his newfound money, and all of a sudden, two policemen come up to him, and they say to him, excuse me, sir, is everything okay? He says, yeah, sure, everything's wonderful, I'm having a great day today. Are you hiding something? He says, no. What's inside your jacket? So he has to, please, sir, there, and he opens up the jacket. He says, ah, they take it, open it up, they look at it, and say, aha, counterfeit money. You've got fake money. You have to give us all the money, we're going to take it to prison. So he starts emptying the money, and he runs for it. He figures himself, while they're counting all the money, they're taking the money, he's got an opportunity to escape, and he escapes, and he runs down the road. And they're running after him. And eventually, he goes off, and that's the end of that. It was found out afterwards that these police people weren't really police people. They were sent by the counterfeit people as fake policemen to go and stop him in order to make sure to take the money that he got off him. Right, so not only did they get his 30,000, they actually got another 100. Because at the end of the day, the money was actually real money. It wasn't really fake money. It was real money. They never gave fake money. That's the reason why the bank guy didn't realize it. So what happened was, is that he took it out and saw that it was fake. So the question is, hold on a second. There's something wrong over here. If he was so sure that this money is real money, so much so that the people in the bank don't realize the difference, so why was he worried when the police came over and it's counterfeit money? What, the police will know better than the people in the bank about the banks, about the notes? Doesn't make any sense. Why was he so worried? Why was he upset? Why was he nervous that it's counterfeit money? He should have been proud. Yes, I'm counting money. This is my money. This is real money. Says the Alt of Nevada, a beautiful vote. He says, you know, we all believe. Everybody believes, of course, we go through life, there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, Hashgacha Pratis, Emunah B'Tochen, and of course we believe. But, you know, in the back of our mind, maybe we always have that little doubt. And it comes from the Alt of Nevadik to Leil HaSeder, when a person has the opportunity to tell over not only to himself, which we all need chizuk, but also to his entire mishpacha for future generations. You should prepare yourself. You should know what you're saying. You should understand what you're saying in a way to make sure that the children and yourself will hear it in a way that beyond the shadow of the doubt, you'll be 100% sure that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam runs the world, the nisim that happened in Mitzrayim really happened, and the Klal Yisrael is fearing the belt in any sort of way. So, Mamela, if we do that, the Leil HaSeder has a wonderful, wonderful schus, not only to Mechazik chazak ourselves in emunah, but also all future generations, and tackle we should be zeicher to do that in a way that Vigadol Rabincha will be taught in a way, as the Bnei Soska wrote, is to give over to Klal Yisrael, to give over to future generations, so that they will give over to them, and the Mitzvah Hashem will all be able to see nachas from all our children. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Amen.